Hi, this is a dictation for Marnie Wynn, MARNIEWINN. Date of service 7/26/2022. Date of birth is 3/30/1970. The patient is having chronic severe pain in the lower back involving the lumbar spine as well as left right sacroiliac joint and the left sacroiliac joint. She also has severe pain in the both hips, both knees. She had a surgery done for the left knee, which is now incredibly better. She was at a hospital for a cardiology workup, and she had an implant in Beaumont Hospital for ICD to control the arrhythmia. She was given a IV Lasix. She remained in hospital for 7 days, and she lost 33 pounds weight. At this time, the left knee pain is much better. The patient reports that her pain in the lower back is still 8 to 9 and is not relieving. She has seen Dr. Haki, who is the orthopedic surgeon, for her left knee and also for possible surgery for the right knee. The patient has underwent 6 epidural injections, which has got relief in the middle part of the back. However, her sacroiliac joint is still hurting. And wants to have another short series of injections to bring some relief. She has been doing physical home by the first integrative physical therapy who comes home. ADLs, patient reports are affected 9 as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep, enjoyment of life are all affected 9, and the patient reports 30% improvement in the pain level. System review is completely negative. Please use the template to type all negative for everything, from neurology, psych, to GI, to GU, respiratory. Only in the pain and numbness there is mentioned that she has a pain in the lower back and right knee. Physical examination, blood pressure is 158 over 170. Pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 6/23/2022, dictation number 0623-065. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has been advised to get an appointment for sacroiliac joint injection bilaterally and right knee injection based on the MRI findings that were discussed with her in great detail. The patient is also advised to continue the medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Alavil 50 mg at night, Flexamine 10 mg twice a day, Lidocaine gel 5%, as well as she is advised to continue pain medication one last time, Percocet 7.5, 325 every day, VRN 30 tablets. The patient has been advised that this is her last prescription, and we have done all we can. She's welcome to do all the yoga, exercise, meditation, physical therapy, heat treatment, acupuncture, chiropractor treatment. However, the number of injections that we have given is appropriate for the treatment. However, she has a facet arthropathy at L4, L5, L5S1, as well as sacroiliac joint area. That may require separate injections since the pain is not completely gone. Other than that, no other positive. She'll be seen in 30 days